A great mystic once said that the eye through which I see God is the same eye through which God sees me. Well, the same could be said of the cross. The cross through which I see Jesus' suffering is the same cross through which Jesus sees my suffering. My friends, Good Friday is not at all about how Jesus was punished in our place because of our wretched sins, so-called. It certainly isn't about how God poured out onto Jesus all of the wrath that we deserve. Even though many Christians believe and preach this sort of gospel today, no one for the first several hundred years of Christianity believed that the cross was all about satisfying the anger and the wrath of God. No, for the earliest Christians, those who directly inherited the apostles' teachings, for them, Good Friday was the revelation of the incarnation. The cross was the thing that both revealed Jesus' divinity while also revealing the depth of his humanity. For on the cross, Jesus showed us the extent to which he truly is Emmanuel, God with us. On the cross, Jesus showed us just how far he is willing to go to be this God who is always, always with us. In a manger in Bethlehem, God entered into our human nature. But on a cross, on Golgotha, Jesus entered into all of our brokenness. On the cross, Jesus united himself to, and he felt, he experienced every ounce of pain that you have ever known. He felt every tear that you have ever shed, every feeling of depression, every anxiety, every devastation, every bitterness, every trauma, every suicidal thought, every addiction, every loss. Jesus spreads out his arms upon the cross to embrace the entire history of your heartache. One nail-pierced hand stretches backwards into time, back into all of your past trauma, while the other nail-pierced hand reaches forward to embrace the suffering that you will one day have to endure still. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," it meant that gone are the days of you suffering all alone. Finished are the days of you bearing the burdens of this life by yourself. When we meditate upon the cross, we discover that our suffering has been God's suffering all along. On the cross, Jesus took upon himself those burdens of soul that we hide from others, those inner demons that always plague and always follow us. As Jesus was being taunted by those beside and those below, he entered every single situation where you have ever been bullied, mistreated, belittled, or oppressed. As he was beaten, as he was flogged, he felt all of the physical abuse, all of those physical and emotional wounds that other people have inflicted upon you. As he was abandoned by everyone he loved, he experienced every situation where you have ever felt neglected by those close to you, friends, parents, siblings, spouses, children. As he was being betrayed by Judas, he was standing beside you every single time somebody betrayed you. And the moment that Peter denied him was the moment he allied himself with you when your loved ones turned their backs on you. On the cross, Jesus entered fully, fully into every single feeling of God-forsakenness. The moment he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He descended into every crisis of faith, every season of doubt, every dark night of the soul. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. On the cross, Jesus died the death that your loved ones die. On the cross, Jesus died the death that you and I will one day die. Jesus' Hades is our Hades. Our grave is his grave. On the cross, Jesus breathed the final breath that you will one day have to breathe out. He descended into hell. Every hellish situation that you have ever had to endure, every hellish situation that you will ever have to endure in the future, is the very hell that he descended into. His suffering is your suffering, and your suffering is his suffering. Jesus wept. His tears are your tears, and your tears are his tears. Your cross, his cross. His cross, your cross. Now from the sixth hour of darkness came over all of the land. In order to understand the depths of this cross, we must experience God experiencing the depths of our suffering, our darkest hour. We must experience God's suffering in our suffering. My friends, because of the cross, there's never a pain that Jesus is not already being crucified into. There is no duality between the cross you bear and the cross that he bears. The agony that you feel and the agony that he felt are one and the same agony. On the cross, God sees the toil of this life through your eyes, and he weighs the heaviness of this life with your heart. What were the nails that pierced his hands and his feet? They were the things that have pierced you through the most to the core in life. Someone wise once said that God weeps with us today so that we can laugh with him tomorrow. I like that. But here's the thing. We can learn how to discover this laughter of tomorrow by acknowledging right now all the ways in which God weeps with us today. Understanding that we are never alone, that the burden of this life is not ours alone to shoulder. This is the halfway point already to God's laughter. Whenever we acknowledge that God suffers in our suffering, all of those tears of sorrow are already being transformed into tears of joy. I once heard somebody say that we are at our most human. We are most human whenever we empathize with the suffering of other people. If this is the case, then it means that God is the most human of us all. For not only does God empathize with our despair, but he fully enters into it and takes it on as his own. So many people today have asked, where is God? In a world that is plagued by so much suffering and misery, the cross is the answer. Where is God? He is being crucified into your brokenness. Where is God? He is weeping in your weeping. Where is God? He is pierced through with your afflictions. Where is God? He is crushed under the weight of your depression. Where is God? He is wounded in your woundedness. Where is God? He is descending into your hell. Where is God? He's being mocked by those who mock you, abandoned by those who abandon you, rejected by those who reject you. Where is God? He's dying your death. It is finished. Where is God? He is saying, roll the stone away. Where is God? He is breathing the breath of life back into your lungs. Where is God? He is fashioning you from the dirt of the ground once more. Where is God? He is crying out, Lazarus, come forth. Where is God? He is commanding his servants to liberate you from your grave clothes. Where is God? He is standing right next to you, outside of your empty tomb. My friends, sometimes everything in life feels like Good Friday. But don't you ever, ever forget, Sunday is coming.